What is the connection between singing Zmiros and Shabbos? Well, there's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which tells us that Beyom Hashvi Ketov Lev Hamelech Beyayin, that the king was referring to Achashverosh, that his heart was merry with wine on the seventh day. And the Gemara asks, Otu Ad Hashelo Tav Libe Bechamra, what, until now his heart was not merry with wine? So Marava Yom Hashvi Shabbos Hayah, which the seventh day refers to Shabbos. She Yisrael Ochlim V'Shosim Maschilim B'Divrei Torah V'Divrei Tishbachos. The Klal Yisrael eat and drink, and they begin with Divrei Torah, and they sing songs or words of praise to God. But Aval Ovdei Kochavim She'Ochlim V'Shosim Maschilim Ela B'Divrei Tiflos. But the idolaters, the nations of the world, when they eat or drink, they only speak of words of frivolity. In other words, the Gemara contrasts the meal of Achashverosh with the Shabbos meal. A Shabbos meal commences with Divrei Torah and songs of praise, and Achashverosh's meal is all about frivolity, tiflus. So again, the idea of a Shabbos meal involves Divrei Torah and singing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Additionally, there is a comment by the Sefer Chassidim, where a Rabbeinu Mishulam tells the minim, the heretics, she'ena madlikim neros b'vatehem b'Shabbos. They don't light candles on Shabbos. They're presumably they're Karaites. And the reason is because these Karaites take the pasuk lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvo sechem yom haShabbos. They said you can't kindle a flame on Shabbos. And the Karaites understand that to mean that you can't have fire lit on Shabbos. And Rabbeinu Mishulam responded that a Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed Shabbos with what? So he brings a pasuk from Eov, where Eov was cursed with chashecha, with darkness. He brings a proof text from Eov. And therefore, a bracha is the opposite of this curse of Eov, and therefore the bracha is light. And he points out a second thing, and makes a second point, that by Shabbos, there's also a bracha of Shiros and Tishbachos, again, songs. And because part of the curse of Eov was Al Tavo Renona Bo, that Eov was cursed with the inability to partake of songs. So therefore, we sing on Shabbos to enjoy our blessings. There's a blessing of Shabbos when it comes to light, and there's a blessing of Shabbos when it comes to song. And I'll just finish with one more source, which sort of puts everything together. The Or Zarua explains in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Mem Beis that the angels have only six wings, one for each day of the week, and each day a different wing is used to sing the songs for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the angels said to God, we don't have a seventh wing. Give us a seventh wing so we can sing to you on Shabbos. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I have someone else who can sing for me on Shabbos. And who is that? That is Klal Yisrael. On Shabbos, we are like angels. The angels have the wings for 6 days of the week. And on Shabbos, we are like angels. What's the imagery of us being like angels? Because an angel has no worries. The angel only has one concern, and that is to serve God. And therefore, the songs that we sing connect us like an angel in a most profound way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal is simply on Shabbos, connect to the day and connect to God. And therefore, Shabbos is an opportune time to sing songs, because singing songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and making it a part of our regular Shabbos experience can fulfill the blessing which was deprived from Eov. It can provide a contrast to the type of meals that Achashverosh and the idolaters have. And most importantly, it transforms us to angels, individuals whose only concern on Shabbos is to let everything go and simply concentrate on our Avodas Hashem.